We are back with some extra Fat Joy. I have 10 questions for Michelle Osborne. Michelle, question number one. Oh God, I always make it sound so testy. It's not like a test. You can be, I know. I'm like, whoo, no sweating. If your past week, we're recording this on a Friday, so this is a great question. So if your week was a chapter of a book, what would it be called?
It would be called, Ain't That Some Shit.
Ain't That Some Shit. Oh my God, I would read that chapter. Yes. What's one thing that you own that you probably should like throw out or recycle or give away? Like, what's something that you're hanging on to that you should let go of?
I have this piece of clothing that I bought that I absolutely love and adore. And I bought it like several years ago. I have not worn it once yet, but I refuse to let it go because I love it so much. But I feel like I can't figure out how to wear it or where to wear it. And I don't know why I have an emotional attachment for me. Like it's actually nothing special, but it brings me joy. So I don't want to get rid of it. And I think if it brings me joy, it's going to stay there till I at least wear it once.
Yes. Yeah. Agree. Okay. So we're not getting rid of anything. We're just going to hold what keeps joy for us. Yeah. I like it.
And I'm not thinking of everything. It's just this one piece and I'm not sure why, but it's going to stay there till it no longer brings me joy.
Yeah. Perfect. What's the most used app on your phone?
Probably social media. I would say Instagram at the moment. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have a favorite smell?
I do, but I can't say it on.
Oh, are you sure? This is marked explicit. You can say it.
I like the smell of my partner.
Yes. Yes. That's always my answer too. My husband's armpits. I don't know why. I was like, why are you always talking about my armpits? I'm like, I don't know. There's just something about the smell.
Yeah. And just like everything on it, the smell, I don't know. It makes me happy.
Oh, I love that. Do you have a least favorite word?
I don't know if I have a least favorite word, but my least favorite phrase is when people say, well, I did it, so why can't they? I stand it when people say stuff like that.
It's like such a lack of empathy.
Yes, yes.
I hate. Yeah, yeah, I'm with you on that. What scares you?
Living a life with regret. So leaving this planet with so much regret, being on my deathbed saying, why didn't I do this? Why didn't I have the courage to do this? That scares me.
Yeah. Yeah. What would you tell your younger self?
I would tell my younger self that it's okay to be who you are, that pleasing people is an impossible feat, to enjoy the moments that are around you, because I spent so much time concentrating on other people's needs and not my own, and to know that you're going to be okay. All of this is temporary. All of the growing pains are temporary. You're going to be okay.
Yeah. Oh, beautiful. What's one of your big dreams?
One of my big dreams is to really solely just, I have my own brand, but really just solely have a career with my own brand. I love working with clients, but I find that it's overwhelming trying to manage my own brand and trying to manage my clients. In fact, I've had to really cut down on clients and not take very many because I was realizing I was giving to everybody else and all of my business was going down because I just couldn't concentrate on my brand. So my biggest goal is to solely concentrate on my brand and travel all around the world while I do it.
Yes. Oh, that sounds amazing. Yeah. So last question, if you had a billboard on the side of a really busy highway where tens of thousands would see it each day, what would you put on that billboard?
I would put me smiling in my black underwear with my black bra, my boobs hanging, and write something like made you look. And everybody, whether they think it's great or not great, just put myself out there to say, I don't give a fuck.
Oh, so good.
You like it or you don't. This is it.
Yes. Oh my God. So great, Michelle. Thank you for playing. Thank you for answering those 10 questions.